Thank you, Father. Father, we are so thankful. You have called us here tonight. You have called us. And you have appointed us to arrive at this destination tonight because you have something to say. And you have something to impart into us for us to do for the coming days. So, Father, we just want to acknowledge you. We want to acknowledge you, Lord Jesus, in our midst. And we acknowledge our utter dependence on you, Holy Spirit. You are the one that is making us into a people fashioned for your use. So we just surrender our spirit, our soul, and our body to you. And we say, Holy Spirit, take possession of us for your purpose. We want to be full of and controlled by the Holy Spirit. Lord, we do not want to give only 50% to you, 75% to you. We want to surrender. We want to be fully available to you to do and to become all that you have ordained for us. So, Father, we just acknowledge the cloud of witnesses that is here tonight. We acknowledge the men in white linen that have come from the courts of heaven to enforce our scroll tonight and what is written concerning us as individuals, us as a church, and us as a city and region. And we acknowledge, Father, all of the angelic hosts that are here to enforce the legislation that is revealed tonight, Lord, to hearken to the voice of the word and to move and minister to all that are here tonight. We acknowledge the ministering spirits. We acknowledge the atmosphere of heaven. And we are spirit beings, so we step in to the kingdom realm. We step up, we step in, we do something with our faith, and we activate the kingdom realm right now, that it will expand as we partake of it. So Lord, as we stand in your presence now, in the position that you have for us, we say, Father, have your way tonight. Father, speak to us tonight. Speak within us. Speak through us. Speak, Father, into the very atmosphere of this city. You are making us into a healthy, wealthy, brilliant habitation in the city of Rochester. This city shall be saved. This city shall be healed. This city shall be a mountain of wisdom for the nations to flow in and out of in the coming days. You said, Father, that you are making us a city of great salvation. A city of great healing. Of great wisdom and counsel. And so, Father, we thank you that you are on the move.
Yes.
We acknowledge, Father, that we play a part in that move, that we here play a part in your corporate plan for this city and region. And you are making everyone involved in this region ready at the same time. You are positioning us like cogs on wheels, gears on a belt. A whole part of a great machine, a harvesting machine. So we just agree with heaven's decree. We agree with our scroll tonight.
We do, Lord.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, glory.
Thank you, Father.
Glory to God.
We'll just have Larry come up and lead us into worship.
Stand up for worship.
Praise is Adore you, most holy Son, giver of the King above all, unchanging Father of time. So we sing and worship you gladly, for you play the song in our hearts. You fill our days with your glory and praise, you play the song in our hearts. So we sing and worship you gladly, for you play the song in our hearts. You fill our days with your glory and praise, you play the song in our hearts. You place the song in our hearts.
Amen. Yes, you do, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You shall go out with joy, be led forth with peace. Mountains and hills shall break forth before you, there'll be shouts of joy. All the trees of the field will clap with the clap of their hands. All the trees of the field will clap their hands. The trees of the field will clap their hands. The trees of the field will clap their hands. As you go out with joy. Go out with joy, be led forth with peace. Mountains and the hills shall break forth before you. There'll be shouts of joy. All the trees of the field will clap their hands. All the trees of the field will clap their hands. The trees of the field will clap their hands. The trees of the field will clap their hands. As you go out. And the hills shall break forth before you. There'll be shouts of joy. All the trees of the field will clap their hands. All the trees of the field will clap their hands. The trees of the field will clap their hands. The trees of the field will clap their hands. As you go out with joy, shall go out with joy. Be led forth with peace. Mountains and the hills shall break forth before you. There'll be shouts of joy. All the trees of the field will clap their hands. All the trees of the field will clap their hands. The trees of the field will clap their hands. The trees of the field will clap their hands. As you go out with joy. As you go out with joy, as you go out with joy.
Yes, Jesus. In your presence there is joy. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Love you.
All creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice with us and sing. Oh, praise Him. Alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beams. Thou Rise up and work.
We'll just take the tithes and offerings for the church before. We have several things we're going to do tonight, so I don't lose my train of focus. We'll just do that first. If you'd like an envelope, just raise your hand, and Ralph will give you an envelope. Hallelujah. Thank you for your faithful giving and coming.
Yes.
Glad to see you.
Lord,
good to see Julie and all the girls.
Thank
you. Good to see Amy and James. Good to see everybody. Hallelujah. And Ron, too. Good to see you, Ron. Do a smile. I don't think you heard me. Yeah, you. Hallelujah. Anyways, we're glad to see all of you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God's doing some deep things, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
He's got great plans.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
hallelujah. How many are thankful for Larry for doing worship?
Oh, yes. Glory to God.
Hi.
Glory was on the music.
Yes,
glory,
yes.
Glory.
I'll share a few things I saw, and then we'll have Mary Ann come up in a few minutes and share as well. The glory has indeed on worship.
Yes, glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Everybody get an envelope that needs one? Anybody still need one? Okay. All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Such a presence in here.
Yes.
We're just going deeper. Hallelujah. We want to go all the way out into the great deep.
Yes, Lord.
The great deep of his being. We're going out into the great deep.
Yes.
The deep where no generation has gone before.
Yes.
Like Star Trek. We are on an exploration of the heavenly being of God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, we got to be hungry and thirsty, don't we?
Yes.
It might, we might have a rough journey, but you know, hunger and thirst will get you there.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Even if it's hard, God will get you there.
That's right.
That's why it's a walk of faith. But God is making us ready, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
If you're ready, just hold your hand up and Ralph will come by and get your envelope. Just hold your hands up and he'll get it for you. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Father. Throw it at him, fly it like an airplane, you'll get it. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I keep forgetting to go in that corner. That corner is a hard one to remember because I'm so used to a square room. It's hard to look in the nooks and crannies here. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Well, Ron, you need a...
You can pray since you'll give it to you. I'll give it to you in a minute.
Oh, okay.
Glory
so,
to
Father,
God.
We just thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we bless you as an act of worship.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, as we have... gave you the fruit of our lips and our hearts.
Yes,
we have sung, Father, we also want to extend the fruit of our bodies to you, Father.
Yes,
the fruit of the substance that you have given to us, we give
yes,
out, Father. Lord, we ask that you would bless it.
Yes,
as Jesus held the bread and the fish up to you,
yes,
Father, we hold this offering to you, and we ask that you look upon it and bless it and multiply it for the sake of your kingdom and your harvest and
yes,
your children.
Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
During worship, there was such a sweet spirit.
Yes.
All of a sudden, I saw this pathway open up in the spirit. And it looked Maybe something like that picture there, but it wasn't gold, it was crystal.
Glory.
And we were walking up it, singing and worshiping.
Glory.
We were walking on this path in the realm of the Spirit, and we were walking into His heart.
Yes, Lord.
And the path started out really far away, but the more that we began to sing and worship, and the more we walked right into His heart's door.
Yes.
Because that's where the communion is,
yes.
Heart to heart, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Even though we're singing,
glory, glory,
here, we're actually singing to Him.
That's right.
And
hallelujah.
He's singing it back to us, but we're
right.
Heart to heart, aren't we?
Yes.
Worship is heart to heart. So I just wanted to encourage you, whether you see anything, hear, smell, taste, touch, I mean, it doesn't matter. The minute your heart turns to the Lord, He turns to you. And He responds, and you respond to Him, He responds to you. There is, that's Jesus' love language is you.
Yes.
You are the beating of His heart. He loves you.
Hallelujah.
And He is so passionate about you, and He is so thankful that you have come to be with Him tonight,
yes,
and to spend time in His presence. Just want to have Marianne come up and share what she saw during worship.
Just before worship, I went into a vision, and I could see the train of glory. I saw green smoke. I saw green cars. I saw Jesus as the conductor. He was saying, all aboard this train of glory. And because God has a great plan, and this glory is going to spread through the whole earth, He says.
Glory, glory.
Glory, glory.
Let's try to share for a minute, then Sue's going to share. This is great confirmation of the coming gathering this week. Now, Marianne didn't know anything about this, but months ago, the Lord told me that the promises that He had given to Bob Jones, different ones of them, were going to come to pass, and one was that when Bonnie would come, had to do with the glory train. That was going to come to pass this week. And Bonnie put out a word this year after, obviously last year Bob went home, but she said that this year it was going to be 40 years since he got two of his major promises, and one of them was on the glory train. That the Lord had told Bob before he went to heaven that this year he would see the fulfillment. He would see the fulfillment because it was 40 years since he got the promise from heaven, and also to do with the glory and the glory train. So I just wanted to say that this is great confirmation. But again, being the last meeting that we'll have before the next meeting will be with Bonnie. So this is great confirmation of what the Lord had told me, that these are coming to pass for us. So I know even we'll share this during the gathering also with Bonnie, but I know she'll be really happy to hear that.
Great confirmation. Glory, glory.
We've been talking about the glory train in the past, and Suzanne shared a little about her and gave out her chart of the glory train. She kept just stepping us out. It's all in the works. It's all unfolding. He just wants us to understand what's unfolding so we can get in and move with them. Amen? I just want to share something that happened to Pat and I this morning early, because we buzz around and can't sleep at night. We were just sitting on the couch, I'm doing one thing, he's doing another, and all of a sudden I felt the presence of the Lord, and this oil began to pour down my head. And whenever I feel that, I know that we have a visitation. And this angel came, and he had documents in his hand. And he had come from the courts of heaven. He had come on 8/16, which was, yes, it was 8/16 when this happened. And he had come with courts from heaven that had just been passed in the courts of heaven, and he had come straight with us to give us the documents, straight to us. And I knew that legislation had been passed in heaven concerning us, concerning our city and our region.
Glory to God.
That God had decided,
yes,
to release some things governmentally And it began this morning, and the angel came with the papers.
Glory, thank you.
To give them to us so that they could be set in motion.
Glory.
Down here, because they're already set in motion there. So the angel brought the papers and brought it from the court, and it was documentation of the legislation that was passed on behalf of what he's about to do and going to do in the city, in this city and region for however long it takes. So I told Pat, I said, I want you just by faith to receive the papers from the angel. Because I'm telling him these things and he's looking at me. So he just said, Lord, I receive them. And then the Lord said it had to do with Daniel 8:16. Because it was 8:16.
Yes.
And Daniel 8:16 says, I heard a man's voice between the banks of Eli, which called, and the voice said, Gabriel, make this man understand the vision.
Yes.
So God is sending messenger angels to the remnant body everywhere that is birthing their regions and their cities, because documentation is being passed from heaven on your behalf. The courts of heaven are siding with you and all that you've been doing for him in obedience. And legislation and documentation is being released and handed to you now. Because heaven is in green governmentally with what God wants to do. So when we get the papers, guess what? It's ours.
Yes.
It's begun. Remember, cycles. The message Friday was we cycled out, and now we're in a new cycle.
Yes, Lord.
So then the angel was, next thing was he was holding a brown chest. And it was shut. And it was about like this. And he was holding it. And I didn't know what was in it until later, but I can tell you, is that in here too, Pat, about the clock? Did you write that in this? He ditched me. Okay, well, I'll tell you now because I don't know if this is his, so, okay. Okay, so later on, the angel opened the chest, and what was inside was jewels, of course, but all the jewels were the same color. They were all blue. But the angel dug down inside, and inside there was one jewel, but inside that jewel was a little clock. And the clock was ticking, and the dial, the hands were turning. And the Lord was talking about, and I didn't know if Pat typed that out, but the message of that was, and I'll see if I can get it later, was, the provision is already there.
Yes.
What is more important than provision for our purpose is God's timing.
Yes.
If we are in his timing, then all provision will be there.
Yes.
And it's more important to pray for his timing than to pray for provision, because provision will come with the timing. That was the purpose of that. So then the angel began to talk. And so as I heard the angel talk, we recorded it, and then Pat, we typed it up, and this is the transcript. The Lord said, I have called you from the beginning. Now, I want you, because the Lord spoke to me, and I spoke it to Pat, because he's a pastor, I want you to take this in first person, that this is, he's speaking to you, these words, okay, because it's to all of us.
Yes.
Okay. I have called you from the beginning. I have called you from the beginning for my purpose in these end days. And I have called you from the beginning, and ever since I have called you, you have been fought, you have been resisted, and you have been opposed, and you have been contested. And I have allowed this contestation, because this has brought you to your station. See, we need adversity to grow, don't we?
Yes.
I allow the opposition, because this is part of your commission. I have allowed the testing, because this is what I was investing. I allowed you to stand when no one else would be with you so that you could fortify my command. It's not easy to stand by yourself. You know, it's not easy when you only have a few. But, you know, God chooses that because he says, you fortify the command. And when we stand, then others will come and stand, right?
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
So he says, for it is by my hand that I have set you in your place. And though many will not receive you, and though many will not believe you, there are many that will conceive. There are many that will come and stand with you in the end. I have provided for you, and I have caused you to walk in my ways, and to know my spirit, and to know my voice, and to know what is of me and what is not. And many have opposed you, and they have opposed you from the beginning. For this is the course of all of my people that I have called, all that I have called and set in my ways. They are opposed even from their beginning days. But I say, do not look at these things that are arrayed, but look at the things that shall shortly be paid. I have come with your wages. See, the jewels in the chest was our wages we're going to need shortly. But God's more important is our focus should be on the timing that's in that release of finances. He says, I have come with your wages. I have come to reveal more of my judicial pages. I have come and I'm going to move in stages, and you shall see the increase, and you shall see it come and come and come, and you shall know the things that shall be done. You shall not fear. You shall draw near, for I have called you to this city. I have called you to this stand. I have called you to take your command, and you shall fulfill the things that are written in my hand. You shall not be moved, because I have set you before me. And because I have set you before me, many fight against you, but they shall see my hand greatly upon you in the coming days, and they shall know that you walk with me in all your ways. And you shall see the things that I have written for you. For I have trusted you, and I have tried you, and I have called you by name, and you call upon me. And I say to you, call upon me. Teach my people to call upon me. Teach my people to look upon me. Teach my people to trust me, and to watch for me, and to wait upon me. For surely you shall see the things that are written and that are ordained for you, because this is how I have planned it. And what I have planned for you is true. And I shall shake this city, and many shall fall. But many shall know that I have called you to stand through it all. Because you stand, and because you shall stand, and you shall be a pillar in my land, and you shall help my people stand, you shall fashion them hand in hand, and they shall not waver, they shall not fear, because they shall know I have called you as a leader here. He's talking about in this city. And it shall happen as I have said, for I have showed you over the years, and this is the year that it begins. Began yesterday, the new cycle. See, all this we have gone through up till yesterday was preparation and to fortify us and strengthen us, but now it's going to accelerate. So he said, you shall see the things turn quickly. You shall see things come together. You shall see things fall because I am in them all.
Now, when Sue gave me this word this morning, the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and he said to me, because it was after midnight, so it was today, it was the August 16th, and 11 years ago on August 16th, Sue and I had an experience. That's when she was still, you know, coming back and forth. She was still in Minnesota. And when we were speaking on the phone on that same date, and God moves in these perfect cycles, on August 16th, 2004, the Lord did a lot of sovereign supernatural stuff. And one of the things he told me is he said that August is the eighth month, so the number of the date was 8/16/2004, and he said it was for Daniel 8:16. So let's turn in our Bible to Daniel chapter 8, verse 16. What the Lord did in this experience is very significant, very high level.
Yes.
And it's not a mistake that this happens before, again, we're speaking this tonight, the last meeting before the gathering with Bonnie and Gary. Mm-hmm. See, the Lord does this stuff, like he just gave that vision to Marianne, because he had told me that the gathering, part of it had to do with the glory train, Bob's word being fulfilled. See, he didn't know that. See, I didn't tell anybody that. But see, the Holy Spirit knew. That's why I'm saying these things are all divinely orchestrated in the perfect timing of God. Like Sue was saying, we don't understand what God's going to do in that gathering. Just like last year when Gary came, it was beyond. And this will be greater.
This will be very pivotal.
But the thing is that it's just so incredible what the Holy Spirit is doing. It's so significant to heaven. And as we go over this tonight, you'll more understand how significant this is. Daniel 8:16 says, "And I heard a man's voice between the banks of Ulai, which called and said, Gabriel, make this man to understand the vision." Now you notice that this verse has to do with the angel Gabriel. Yes. Now, when Bob was here the first time, he told us about the angel Gabriel involved with us.
Yes.
And he told us about his visitations. I believe he had said he had seen Gabriel 3 times in his life. And he also said that, you know, there's a lot of people saying they've seen the angel Gabriel. He says, "I don't believe it."
Right.
He said, "Gabriel comes for very high stuff."
That's right.
And all these people saying they've seen Gabriel, he says, "I don't believe they did."
That's
what he told us.
Yeah.
But he told us that Gabriel was involved with us in the calling in this city and region. And he was letting us know that that's how significant it is.
Yes. Glory.
And he said, Gabriel comes for an international thing,
yes.
A new thing. That's the things he comes for, he told us. And so, again, now, see, when we have these experiences, see, part of them just is the fulfillment of these prophecies. But see, Bob told us that in 1998.
Right.
This didn't happen until 2004, and not even now, 2015. But see, the Lord has the timing,
yes,
of when he fulfills these things that are prophesied to us. Okay? Now, another thing that has to do with this prophecy was 2 weeks ago, we were in our Friday morning prayer, and the Lord showed Marianne a vision. Now, I put it out a few days ago. I felt led of the Lord to about the mountain of God. But I want to read you this prophecy, part of it, because this was on the July 31st. The Lord showed this to Marianne, and see, this is now. But you'll see that part of what happened that Sue saw and prophesied and the angel said to her is the fulfillment of what Marianne saw 2 weeks ago. See? And that's how the Holy Spirit works. He reveals a little bit, and then he'll tell you some things that are coming, and then he'll bring them to pass later. The Holy Spirit never tells you everything. Because if he told you everything, you wouldn't have to walk and live by faith. You'd just walk by him telling you everything. And he doesn't do that, because we have to walk and live by faith.
That's right.
But he does give us clues. He gives us steps. And see, 2 weeks ago, he was giving us, see, 16 days ago, he was giving us a clue. And when Marianne saw this, so I'm going to read this section of it. And then I'll explain more of it to do with what you heard part of it already when Sue read what the Lord gave to her. Marianne said, "We're on the mountain. We're on the cloud that is on the top of the mountain. And I see us on that cloud, and Jesus is with us. This is a time of great, great intimacy, great intimacy. We look to you, Jesus, for all things, for all things." Then Marianne said, "I see the angels there around us in the sky." Remember, on the top of the mountain, on the cloud. "I see them as warriors. I see 2 angels, and they're blowing trumpets." Well, hear this part. They're sounding the trumpets because the Lord says, now is the time. Now is the time to receive what you need. If you need a miracle of healing, Jesus is here. He is the all in all. When will the church realize, Jesus is here, begins to speak, that I can give them what they need? Everybody needs to hear this, the Lord's saying to you tonight. If they need finances, tell them to come to me. If they need a word, tell them to come to me. If they need spiritual help, tell them to come to me. If they need physical help, if they need emotional help, they may come to me. Now listen to this part. I hold my court open. Do you hear that? Now what did the Lord say through that angel to Sue? That these papers came from the courtroom. Didn't the Lord say that? See, but 17 days ago, this was open. Mary Ann saw it. See, the Lord opened the court. He said, right here. And see, now he has brought that angel to deliver what the court had been open for, at least part of it. Okay? And then she says, listen to this. And I see him as judge. He's seated on the throne, and even as I've seen this, I see more of heaven opening. I see God the Father on the throne. I see his ears inclined, that he is hearing all of us. He is watching to see. His eyes are moving forth to and fro the earth right now, to and fro, and he's looking. He's looking for those that know him. Now see, this was 17 days ago that this was revealed to Mary Ann in our early morning prayer watch. And now this next part is part of the fulfillment of this prophecy that was spoken 17 days ago. See, the Holy Spirit, as Sue was saying this to me, the Holy Spirit would bring these things to my remembrance. He said, I told you, see, he said, immediately brought to my mind. He said, remember, Mary Ann saw the courtroom open, and now the angels come with the papers from the courtroom, because I told you 2 weeks ago it's open. See? Now, one thing, I don't know if Sue said this, but after we had this experience, after a while of having the experience, we were just sitting in our living room there in the apartment for a while, all of a sudden Sue looked over at me and she said, it just came to me that tonight you will have a dream when you go to bed. And God will give you more understanding of all of this that I've spoken to you in the dream. So, you know. And she said she believed that the Lord told her that was going to happen.
Yeah.
And so, I go to bed. And I had one dream, but it sure was a strange dream, so I knew that wasn't from the Lord. And so it's getting toward the morning, and I got up in the morning to use the bathroom, went back to bed, and I said to the Lord, well, Lord, I haven't had a dream, and so I drifted off back into sleep, and then the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and he said, the understanding of this is in Daniel chapter 7. He said, about when I said that the Ancient of Days did sit and the judgment was set and the books were open. And then I said to the Lord, then I came out of it, and I said, Lord, well, you said you would reveal this to me in a dream. And the Holy Spirit said, yes, I just told you what Daniel had revealed to him, and it was revealed to him in a dream. Go look it up.
That's it. That's right.
And I go to Daniel 7, and it says, and it was revealed to me, Daniel, in a dream. See, so you don't know how God will fulfill these things when he says them. See, I'm thinking I'm going to have a dream, and the Lord was saying that he was going to reveal to me in a dream, which is what he said, but it was revealed to Daniel in the dream. And he told me when I was sleeping that. And then I went, let's go to Daniel chapter 7, and we'll see So God brought that to pass as another confirmation, but gave me more understanding of what Sue had prophesied about the legislation being passed, because that's the work of the judge.
Yes.
And God's appearing as the judge in Daniel 7. It says. And he talks about the books. And at one point, the Lord, Sue did say to me that this was written. It was a scroll. And the word scroll in the Bible, in the Hebrew, means books. When it says books, they mean scrolls. That's one of the, that's the, one of the main meanings the Hebrew says. If you look that up, like when with Daniel. Like when it said he revealed the book of truth to Daniel, the word there, book, is scroll. Parchment.
Yes.
Paper, see, like
yes.
She saw. See?
Yes.
Just showing you that these things are in the Word. You just have, when you look up the details, they're all there. You know? But Daniel chapter 7, verse 1. Just what the Holy Spirit said to me. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream.
Yes.
He, or she said, I believe it will be revealed to you in a dream. Tonight. Well, see? But it was revealed through Daniel, because the Holy Spirit said that to me. And I believe, you know, it came to me, but then the Holy Spirit said, go look it up and you'll see. It's there it is.
Yeah.
And there it is in verse 1. So the Lord brought to pass what he said through Sue. But I want you to go to verse 9. Now remember, she said, you'll get more understanding of this in the dream. And here's the understanding. More understanding of it. Verse 9. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as wool. See, he's the judge. That's the judge. And the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousand thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. Here it is. The judgment was set, and the books were opened.
It says the Amplified, the court was in session.
See, there you go. See? That's the original Hebrew, the Amplified. See, there's the Amplified says court.
Wow.
Now, then we're going to go down to verse 22.
Actually, 21 and 22.
You
want to read it? 21
and 22. Yeah. 21, I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them
until
the Ancient of Days came. Remember, this is the interpretation of what we read in verse 9 and 10.
Yes.
So this is not new knowledge. This is the interpretation of what was already shown to him, told him, shown him. And then this man comes up to him and tells him the interpretation of the dream. Okay? Until the Ancient of Days did sit, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Now this, remember, this is the understanding of what the Lord said through Sue.
Mm-hmm.
For us, because we're the saints here.
That's right.
See? Now, go down further, verse 26. He continues with the same subject, because remember he said that he, the judgment was set, the books were opened, okay?
Yes.
And the saints possessed the kingdom, and the kingdom and the dominion, verse 26. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion, speaking of the Antichrist. To consume and to destroy it unto the end, and the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey him.
So, it says, but the judgment shall be set by the court of the Most High.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, the Lord, the angel came from the court.
Yes.
With the doc, with your documents, because
and look at,
of the
look
bank.
At the time right now. It's 8:16.
Uh-huh.
On 8:16 at 8:16.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Okay, that's true. See, the judgment shall be set by the court of the Most High, and they shall take away the dominion of the enemy, the things he's been doing, to consume it gradually and to destroy it suddenly in the end. And the kingdom and the dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole of heaven shall be given to the people of the saints. Your documents, because you have authority.
Yes.
His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all the dominions shall serve and obey him. So the time of the cycle is the courts of heaven are deciding on your behalf.
Yep.
The battle has been long and hard.
Today.
The enemy has sought, in 21 has sought to make war with the saints and prevail over you. But then there comes a minute where God says, wait a minute. Give me that document. I decide to rule now on behalf of my saints, and the angels come with the legislation.
Mm-hmm.
This is very important to understand because we need to know the courts have decided on your behalf in your battles.
Yes.
And in the battles for taking this city and region and all the areas you guys represent. There comes a day when God says, it's been decided. But you're going to have to walk it out, but you have the papers. So we just wanted to show you this, and the proof was we read it at 8:16 without knowing.
Glory to God.
Now, this is the other interesting part about this to do with the angel Gabriel. When 11 years ago, when the Lord gave Sue and I these words, we're on the phone, the Lord at that time told me that this was connected to that prophecy that Bob had given us. And also what was connected to his experience with the angel Gabriel, his first experience. And that was when he got the first part of his calling, when he was 9 years old. And I want you to listen to that verse again. And I heard a man's voice from between the banks of Ulai, which called. Now this means to be called out by name. I mean, it has many meanings in the Hebrew. But see, this had to do with being called, or what? Because when you're called by God, you have a calling.
Yes.
That's what they call a calling.
Yep.
Remember, he called Samuel. But when he called his name. But this is connected, that which called and said, Gabriel, see? And the Holy Spirit revealed this to me when Sue was speaking this stuff to me. And he reminded me because 11 years ago on this same date, the Lord had told us that it was connected to what Bob had prophesied. It was connected to when he had seen Gabriel the first time, when he got his first part of his calling. Now I want to tell you something, because when Sue said this to me, now the Holy Spirit had already told me this stuff, because between the time that Sue saw the vision, there went about a 10 or 15 minute gap, but then she started to give that last part of the prophecy. Okay? So the Holy Spirit said many things to me, of understanding of what she had already told me, and part of it was to do with Gabriel and what he had told us 11 years ago about the calling that Bob had when the angel Gabriel appeared to him on the white horse when he was 9 years old. And the first thing the Lord said through Sue, and this exactly confirms what the Lord had told us 11 years ago, I have called you from the beginning. Okay. Now, I have the word from 11 years ago, and in that word it has this prophecy that I'm going to read you now in it of Bob Jones' experience. But the first words over, and I can show them to you here, the first words that are over where it begins to talk about his calling is the words, the beginning. And And the prophecy said, I've called you from the beginning. And the angel, remember that man's voice said to Gabriel, called him. So the Holy Spirit said to me, he said, I'm not talking about going back to the beginning. He said, I'm talking about what I told you 11 years ago, the beginning to do with this prophecy that Bob got at the beginning of his life.
Right.
So the name of this section of this word that about Bob's calling is the beginning. So I'm going to read this to you. But you're going to see here that in this experience he had with Gabriel, it also talks about two trumpets. Now remember when I read you what Marianne said 2 weeks ago? She said that there's two angels with two trumpets and they're blowing the trumpets. So this goes along again with, this is how exact the Lord is with this stuff. He's that exact. See, this is the way you know it's the Holy Spirit. It's like Burris Willis taught us this for years. He said when it's the Holy Spirit, true prophecy and false prophecy, he said the difference is true prophecy is exact. False is not. Because he said God knows the end from the beginning, so he's able to foretell even before it happens and tell you exactly what's going to happen before it happens because he's already there.
Yes.
See? And you'll see this is exact. Here he talks about Gabriel and the blowing of the true trumpets. This was, it says, we felt it best to begin at the beginning. Bob had three supernatural encounters as a young boy while living on a cotton farm in rural Arkansas. The first occurred one August afternoon, and we're in August again, on a dusty road close to his home. As he was walking along this hot road, he saw something strange taking place. He watched as a man riding on a white horse began galloping toward him from heaven. Upon seeing this unusual sight, his mind could think of only one thing he had heard often sung in the Baptist churches of Arkansas. He had always been taught that the angel Gabriel would someday appear and blow his trumpet, signifying the end of the world. This was the first reaction he had upon seeing the supernatural being. This angelic messenger was carrying a unique silver trumpet that had one mouthpiece but a double horn. Two horns. See? Just like Mary Ann saw 2 weeks ago, the angels blowing the two horns. Which Gabriel blew when he came to Bob. Even as a young boy, he knew this was the angel Gabriel. This identification has since been confirmed to him in subsequent experiences. Needless to say, he was quite terrified at the sight. Nothing was spoken at that time, but the messenger did carry, draped across the saddle, a mantle that looked very similar to the hide of an animal. It was something that appeared like a cow hide that Gabriel threw at Bob's feet. This was the prophetic mantle. With that, the angel and the horse vanished. Bob has since discovered that this spiritual mantle was worn by a prophet from South Africa who formerly walked the rivers from village to village with a powerful ministry of truth and deliverance. But Bob also said he lost the mantle, it left Africa because the man left the Lord and went into witchcraft. So they grieved God, and God took that mantle from Africa and gave it to our nation, America. We heard Bob say that when he was with us. Bob has also met the grandson of this man and discussed the ministry that he carried to his generation. The messenger. The angelic messenger seemed to be a little over 6 feet tall, if we were to put his appearance in human terms. He wore a white garment of light that had a similar appearance as wool. He did not appear to be overly muscular, like many of the warring angels, but he had substantial character in his appearance. For years, the fear of that experience caused Bob to run from the ultimate commission and mandate placed upon his life. Even though he was not faithfully serving the Lord at that time, there was a deep sense of conviction that was acutely resident in him. Now, I want to go back and read what Mary Ann said, because this gives us more understanding of the meaning of the blowing of that trumpet, the two trumpets. She said, I see the angels all around us in the sky, and I see the warriors. Now, I read another account today of Bob's experience, and in that one, it talked about Gabriel being a warrior when he appeared to him that first time. So I thought even that exactly lines up too. She said, I see two angels and they're blowing the trumpets. They're sounding the trumpets because the Lord says, now is the time. Now is the time to receive what you need. And we read earlier what it said. But see, the Lord's saying by this, now is the time. So this, see, this is coming to pass now. Like Sue said, there's a shift. See, the Lord told us to do the 4 hours of all day prayer, the 4 hours of prayer yesterday, because he said, I want you to pray through that gathering.
Yes, Lord.
So it will take those last 4 hours, and then you'll have prayed it through. That's why I'm telling you that's the time I want you to do it. So we did that, and we knew it was prayed through, and then it shifts to today. That was the 15th of August, and today's the 16th, and then this happens.
Yes.
See? So the Lord is saying, see, now is the time, or now is God's timing. But remember, see, Bob told us other things to do with Gabriel, to do with us. And the things he told us the next day came to pass. And see, this is what I'm saying. There's a significance, because he said, when Gabriel comes here, he said he's coming for a new thing, an international thing. And the Lord said to Bob that this move from Rochester will go to the whole world. See, it's international. So, what I'm saying is this is very, very significant that this has taken place. And whenever Gabriel's involved, like Bob said, it's very serious. Very big to heaven. And, but I would, if I was you, I would take heed to what the prophets say. Because there's still a lot of people that say they've seen the angel Gabriel. He said, I don't believe they have.
No, I don't think so.
See, that's from a man that's seen him, like we just read. See, he had Gabriel tell him different things. They all happened.
Yes.
They were fulfilled, what Gabriel told him, to show it was that he had truly appeared to him.
Yes.
See, I'm not saying Gabriel doesn't come to people. He wasn't saying that. But he was saying it's a lot more rare than people say it is. And that a lot of people are saying they've seen Gabriel and they're not telling you the truth. Because he said, when you've seen Gabriel, he said, great things happen. See, when he truly appears to you, like in the Bibles, whenever he appeared, it added what? Jesus was born. John the Baptist was born. You know, Daniel had these experiences with Gabriel. See? So, I just want to say that, you know, it's very, just a very awesome thing that is taking place. So I would suggest to you that you do a lot of meditating this week in Daniel 7.
Yes.
Because, see, again, how do you know if a word's from God, it comes to pass?
Yes.
See, she told me, you can't have these things kind of happen. She can say, I'm going to have a dream, and this, the understanding is going to be revealed, and it comes to pass. See?
No, but we're talking about May 16.
Yeah.
No.
So, what I'm saying is that these verses in Daniel 7 are very significant. Remember, The prophecy said this is to the church here. In this city.
The importance.
To us here.
The angel highlighted the importance was
yes.
To understand it's our timing.
Yeah.
That clock inside there is the timing.
Glory.
Yes.
It's our time.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Now I want to point a couple things out here that are repeated in Daniel 7. One thing that's repeated is the one manifestation of God, the one named the Ancient of Days. It says again, the angels, that this is we use that this name is repeated again and again and again. Okay? Now what she said, what's repeated many times is about the courts, the court of heaven being open.
And the saints possessing
The kingdom. But like she said, but the Lord said what? Until the Ancient of Days came, see, judgment, and the time came. Timing. Now listen to this in the Hebrew, this word time. I just read to you. What does it mean? A set time. Not just a time, a set time. That means a timing, a time that was set by God. He had a timing where he was going to do stuff and it became into being. But what did that lines up with what Daniel says?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
See, it uses the word set.
Glory
and sit.
Yes.
We read that to you.
Glory to God.
It also means season.
Yes.
A set time, a set season. Now it's talking to all of you because all of you, I believe that are here tonight, are saints of God. You're saved, so you're a saint.
Yes.
So it is to you. You're one of the saints of the Most High. And it says the saints possessed the kingdom. Speaking of you. Now, it uses the word much in this chapter, kingdom, which is the kingdom of God. And it says the kingdom of God will destroy the kingdom of the devil.
Amen. Amen.
So that's what you're going to do.
Amen.
From now on. It says you'll destroy it even unto the end.
Glory to God.
Now, it mentions the word a lot here too, judgment. Judgment. And it mentions the word again much in here, dominion. Now dominion goes back to Adam and Eve before the fall. Now it says of this kingdom, different things, okay? These are all important. What does it say? The greatness of the kingdom.
Yes.
Whose kingdom is everlasting kingdom. See, all these things are very important. I wanted to point out here, the first thing that happens, the thrones of the devil were cast down.
Mm-hmm.
They were cast down, it says. Now, the Lord told us the first time that Bob was here, going back to when he talked about Gabriel coming, he said that the enemy was sitting on a throne over the city. So he told us that. And he said he's going to be thrown down by the angels of God.
Amen.
He said Satan's seat is over this city. And it will be thrown down and there will not be one devil left when God gets done.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Yes, you are.
See, that's what's begun.
Glory. That's why you've got to work on.
Amen.
So this again is part of a fulfillment of what the Lord said. Now another thing Bob said about Gabriel coming here is he said that Gabriel is an angel of truth. He's an angel of truth. Now years ago, I had an experience with Gabriel, and he spoke to me about the truth, which confirmed what Bob said. And he knew nothing about it. I had the experience a year before Bob came here the first time. I hadn't talked to Bob about that. But see, when things are from God, like I said to you last week, when we talked about Lieberg, we talked about the spiritual realm here, we talked about how everything is lined up exactly with what he said, with experiences that we had even before Bob came here. And how that what he prophesied to us was exactly correct with what God had already showed us. And I said to Bob at one point, and he gave me understanding of this, I said to him, I told him another thing he told us, and I told him, well, the Lord had already told us that. And I'll never forget this. He looked over at me, Bob, and he said, well, that's how it should be, brother. I don't live here. You live here. You should know your calling, shouldn't you?
Yes.
He says, no, I'm supposed to come in as a prophet and confirm what God's already told you. So, of course, you should know this stuff.
That's right.
It was a rebuke, basically.
Yes.
But that gives us understanding. See, these people shouldn't come in here and giving us new knowledge.
No.
Well, we should already know. Because
right.
Bob didn't live here. It wasn't
that's
his
right.
area where he lived. It was our area.
That's right.
See? Just like we've seen tonight, even with Mary Ann, see the Lord saying these things to her, and then what things after are coming to pass. Because she lives here. See? But that's an important part of what we're talking about. That we need to have the relationship with the Holy Spirit. Because one thing I always appreciated about Bob a lot, because we were with him many times, and I never saw pride in that brother. Never.
No.
Very humble man.
Yes.
Had definitely a divine humility.
Yes.
But one thing I always appreciated about him is he never would act or tell you or even give the inclination that you could not walk in what he did. He said to us, he said that God is no respecter of persons.
That's right.
So what he'll do for one, he'll do for another.
That's right.
See, and that's the word.
Yeah. Yeah.
Acts chapter 10, see, that we need to understand that part. That, you know, God will give you experiences like these people have if
yes.
you will pay the price they pay. Most people won't.
Most people won't.
And not that it's always that either, because God's sovereign anyway.
Yeah, God is sovereign. But a lot of the revelation comes because of praying in tongues.
That's right. Amen. That's right. See, it's the prayer. There's
prayer.
A price to pay. Now, like I said before, it's important that we understand this one section here. That possessing the kingdom. Possessing the kingdom. So that's telling us that what God has for us is now.
Yes.
It's time for us to possess it.
It's time.
Which means possess the promises. And part of the promises are the prophecies that we've received.
Yes.
So God wants us to possess them. Now this means in the Hebrew to take possession of. To take possession of.
That's right.
To hold an occupancy or you're to occupy it.
Mm-hmm.
See? Just like the promised land. It was the promised land when it was still a promise to them. But once they possessed it, it wasn't a promise. They had the promise.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying is the difference. Possessed. It didn't say possessing or will possess. Past tense. Possessed. The saints possessed the kingdom. So it's important that we understand that God is saying, this is what you're doing for your city. And once you do it in this city, then it's going to go to the surrounding states. It's going to go even up into Canada. And then it's going to go to the nation and the world. Yeah, obviously it's begun. Now here in the prophecy, the Lord mentions his land.
Yes.
His land. Which, see, again, has to do with possessing this land that the Lord... But the Lord said here, you shall be a pillar in my land.
It says
here. Notice he didn't say your land.
It's his city. It's his house.
That's it. Now, I want to read you something. There's a reason I'm talking about this. Is I want you to go, because this is another prophecy the Lord gave us through Bob. Go to the book of Zechariah. Chapter 1. I'm going to read this as he read this to us in the Amplified Version when he gave it to us. Verse 17. I'm reading this in the Amplified Version. Zechariah chapter 1. Cry yet, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, my cities. He says, my cities. Now he said this was a prophecy for our city from the Lord. But Lord here of hosts, this is saith the Lord of hosts. He calls our city his city. See, it says, shall yet again overflow with prosperity. So our city is going to prosper again.
Thank you, Lord.
And the Lord shall yet comfort Zion and shall yet choose Jerusalem. So see, there's prosperity coming here. But there was another thing. That was when the Bob gave me that word. Because God had already spoken this chapter to us before he came. 4 years before he came. And this had to do with that our city was one of the 12 cities. And then Bob got this word, and that's when I said that to Bob. And then Bob said, well, you should know before I know. So I'm just confirming what the Lord told you. Us being one of the 12 cities. Now, Brick Joyner has seen the 12 cities. Bob had seen the 12 cities. John Paul Jackson saw the 12 cities. Todd Bentley saw the 12 cities. And all of them are different. They're not all the same.
No.
So they're, but see, the thing is that now some of them are the same, but some of them aren't. We prayed about some of them yesterday. But what I'm saying is, see, there's going to be many cities like this city that are going to be saved all over this nation.
The interesting thing, if you look in Zechariah 1, when the angel of the Lord talked to Zechariah, the angel of the Lord talked to Daniel, then in both of these chapters, they were dealing with horns, powers.
Mm-hmm.
In Daniel 7,
that's right.
They talked about the four horns of powers that were scattering the church in that day.
Yes, yep.
And now in Zechariah 1, talks about the four horns of the enemy.
Yes.
And the four horns of God, the angelic powers that were going to tear down the demonic horns.
Yes.
That were against the body of Christ, even in Zechariah. Zechariah 1 here, it says, see, the angels of the Lord, the angels come when it's time to make a decision on behalf of the church that has grown up enough to steward the move or the birth or whatever their purpose is, And he says, I have a leadership that is now tempered and seasoned. It's been tempered and is seasoned and is strong now. Now let's make a distinction in the courts. Then the angels go to the prophets and say, Prophet Zechariah, Daniel, whoever.
Yes.
Pay attention, it's your time. Because you are ready. God's made you already. He's toughened you. He's made you the leaders. And he says, now, in verse 16, I have returned to Rochester. Let's put that name in there. With compassion, loving kindness, and mercy.
Right.
My house shall be built in it, says the Lord, and I have a measuring line that is stretched out over it with a view to rebuilding its walls.
Yes.
I've come to rebuild what's
right.
fallen down.
Thank you, Lord.
And then he says, cry out yet again. Thus saith the Lord, my city shall again overflow with prosperity, and I will comfort her and choose her.
Yes.
And then the four horns, or the angels that are sent to administrate what God's about to do.
Yep.
See, when the angel came, he said, here's the documents, but guess what? Here comes a bunch of angelic hosts to enforce that document.
Amen.
Because there are things we can address through intercession, and there are things that the angels have to deal with.
Yes.
Right.
And so God is releasing his horns, blacksmiths, angels, people.
Yes.
God is releasing those that will cast down those things and dethrone those powers that have kept this city in a death grip, this region. And that's the purpose of the 12 cities. Because God said he would have 12 cities in America that represent his government that will become 12 pillars, that when those 12 cities are raised up like these pillars, then the weight of the glory and the crown of the Lord will sit on America, will sit on top of those 12 cities that are 12 pillars.
Yes.
Now, obviously, these cities are just becoming aware that they are called to be one. There are people, you know, we're all in different stages of being set up. But it's timing. The key is timing. When God dispatches the angels, even to Mary, to Elizabeth, to Hannah, to all kinds of things. He says, at this time, when it's time, I'll come back when it's time. But guess what? You're chosen. God's going to come do something. And then they come back to do it. The angels are here to do it. It was decided yesterday in the courts. And God chooses gatherings and conferences to gather leaders and people from all over the nations even to come and gather to hear what God's saying because they take it back as it's become. Every gathering is divine impartation for your station. That's what that whole prophecy was about to you all.
Yes.
God's horns are here to dethrone the demonic powers that have stolen and that have suffocated cities in America and our nation long enough. Now new leadership is coming on board to see it turned again.
Now about the 12 cities, there was another thing that happened last year when Gary Beaton was with us. If you remember, and I think I'm sure some of you have seen that video that he talked about when he was in Bob Jones' hospital room, how that the clock at different took twice accelerated supernaturally.
Yeah.
Now the thing that was interesting about that is it's also, if you want to see it, it's on Bob's site. Bonnie actually put the video up. You can watch it on YouTube. And but she also has a word where she gives more understanding of what she believes it meant. And, but one thing I thought was interesting is that the first time it happened, because he went home on February 14th of last year, Bob, Valentine's Day. But the first time it happened, she said, Gary said it was on February 6th. Okay? And February 6th is the same date that the Lord gave the 12 cities vision years ago to Rick Joyner. The Holy Spirit pointed that out to me, and he said, that clock was accelerated because now I'm accelerating that vision. I'm more quickly now bringing it to pass. See? So that was just another, like Sue said, it's very significant. Now, one thing that Bob pointed out to us here, the Lord said through him, is that in verse 21 of Zechariah chapter 1, it said they have scattered Judah. Now, he said Judah means praise in the Hebrew. He said that's how the Phinehas anointing was stolen from your city, because the praise stopped. The devil stole the praise from the church, and that allowed the devil to steal the Phinehas revival. But he said these four blacksmiths or workmen are coming to destroy, beat down the four horns of the enemy and throw them down. And then praise, Judah and praise will be restored to the city. Now, another part of the calling we have, as the Lord told us through Bob, the Lord said, you are called here to see the tabernacle of David restored. Here. 24-hour Thanksgiving praise and worship will be raised up here. As in prayer. And he also told us that the next time he came about the prayer. But then he said that the Lord had shown, he said, see, in the tabernacle of David, only the Holy of Holies was set up. And he said they had 24-hour Thanksgiving, praise, and worship going up to God around the ark. And he said there were times, Bob said, there were times, he said, because only the Holy of Holies was set up, when the tent flaps were up and people could have looked in and seen the glory on the ark. And he said, that's what God's going to do in your city. He said, God's going to reveal, because you're a habitation for the Father to come down, is the Shekinah glory, which he said is a Phinehas anointing, and people will see, come here and see the Shekinah glory in your city. And that's how everyone will get saved. See, that's what will be the whole move of God, is the Shekinah glory of the Father. Okay? So, these are all things connected to what the Lord did this morning through Sue.
Glory.
And what he did 11 years ago on the same date, in these perfect glory cycles of God.
Yes.
Now, the other thing he said here in verse 21 is terrorize the enemy.
That's right.
The Lord said to Bob, the Lord says, you're supposed to be a holy terror to the devil.
That's right.
See, the devil's afraid of you, you're not afraid of the devil. So again, study this out, especially this week, this chapter of from verses 8 through 21 of Zechariah chapter 1, because especially if you have an amplified version, if you don't, you can go online and go to Bible Gateway and you can look this up and type it out or print it out so you can have this in the amplified version, because it'll give you a more full understanding of what's coming to pass now. Okay? So you can see we've talked about a lot tonight. A lot. See, a lot has happened the last couple days.
Yes.
Which makes sense, because with this gathering coming up, you know. And but the great thing is, too, about this is it's prayed through.
Yes.
So now we will receive all God has for us.
Yes.
It was prayed through yesterday in that 4 hours.
Yes.
Lord said we had to finish that so that it would be prayed through. And we always make sure before these gatherings or conferences that we have, that we pray it through.
Yes.
Before we go to California, we always pray it through. And that's why God always does such great things. Because you have to pray until it's done in the Spirit.
Right.
See, that's what Bob told us the first time he came here. Because he went to Buffalo, and remember that, and they had done hardly any prayer, and he was so mad at them. Because he woke up with the demon in his face.
That's right.
That was ruling their city. He was not a happy prophet.
That's right.
But he came here and he was happy, because he said, when I hit just the outlying area of your city, I came under a canopy of prayer.
Excellent.
Yep. He said, see, he said, you guys had prayed it through.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Your intercessors had done their job.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And he said, as a prophet of God from another area coming into your city, he said, I shouldn't have to fight your devils.
That's right. Hallelujah.
And we said, I should come under the covering of you as a church over your area.
That's right. Hallelujah.
But see, he went to Buffalo and they hadn't prayed like they should have at all. And he said that morning he woke up and there's a rattlesnake demon in, right in his face, looking at him. And it was the demon rule that ruled Buffalo where he was about to go to.
Yes.
And he, that demon knew he was coming, so he came to get him. And he said he was a rattlesnake demon. The Lord said he was a spirit of confusion because he rattles people's minds.
Yes.
And puts them in confusion.
Yes.
And then he said to us, he said, we got to the meeting that morning when we were traveling with him. Because we went to the whole thing. We went when he was in Hamilton, then we went to Buffalo. See, then first he went to Toronto, then he went to Hamilton, then he went to Buffalo, then he came here last. But he said when he sat down to minister for the meeting, he said, I felt no anointing, none, in Buffalo, zero.
Yeah, bad.
He said it was that bad. He said it was the darkest area he'd ever been in his whole life.
Wow.
Buffalo, New York. And he said, I cried out to the Lord, Lord, I can't do anything without the anointing. I can't minister with no anointing.
That's right.
And then he said, then an angel came and began to blow his wind on him.
Yes.
He was on his feet. And then he was able to get up and minister the word of the Lord. But there's reasons I'm sharing all these things with you.
Mm-hmm.
See? But he said he began to blow on his feet, but when he came here, he blew on his head.
Mm-hmm.
And he blew on our heads when he came up to us, because he said, where do you feel the wind? And then, because he told us the first time we met him that he said, do you feel the wind? We didn't even say hello to him. He just said, do you feel the wind? But that was in Hamilton. And then the wind began to blow, and he said, that's the angels that are going to be in Rochester when I get there to minister.
Yes.
And they were there, and then he came in that last morning. He said, where do you feel the wind, us? And then immediately you felt wind blowing on your forehead.
Right.
Just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, that's where your problem is, Rochester. You're too much in your head. He said, you got to get out of your head, Romans 1:9, and get in your spirit. And he said, the ruling spirit over this area is a demon spirit of intelligence. But that spirit now is coming down. That's one of those sitting on those thrones of the enemy. But study Romans 1:9 this week. This is all going to get you ready for the gathering this week.
Yes.
Hebrews 1:7. He makes his angels winds.
That's right.
He makes his angels winds.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Let's stand up. The angelic winds are here. Now receive the winds of the angel. You can feel a light breeze now blowing on you. Some of you are feeling it. You can feel it. It's a light breeze. It's the angels of God that are here.
Yeah. Oh my.
Receive them.
Oh my God.
Lord wants to give us understanding. So we have the papers now.
Yes.
You have legal jurisdiction. The other night I said, it's time to expect change, and the Lord corrected me. He said, expecting change is one thing. He said, it's time to decree change. Because when you have judicial papers, you have the right of ownership, but you have the right of authority to steward that and to be the head of that which you're given. When you get the papers, that's it.
Yes.
It's done. You just have to initiate it and walk it out till it's completely manifested here on earth. So it's not enough just to expect change, decree change.
Yes.
Because God is giving us burning understanding. He said it's not going to come by your wisdom here.
No.
Although you need this brain to function, okay?
That's right.
But the spirit man has to direct the brain.
Yes.
That's right, the spirit.
The brain has to function because your mind, interprets information from heaven and from the earth because we are connected to both realms. So you need your mind to function, but your mind can't be in control.
That's right.
Your mind has to process information, but you have to be led by your spirit.
That's right.
And wherever the spirit goes, your mind will go, your body will go.
That's right.
But you have those papers, you see those papers in your hand from the courts. And there are lots of angels waiting for your commands.
Yes.
They're waiting for your decrees.
Yeah.
Because you have the authority. You have the authority on earth. They don't.
Yes.
They move, yes. They hearken to the word.
That's right, the voice of the word.
And when when you say, Holy Spirit, what should I decree?
That's right.
What do you want me to release? What scripture? What word?
Yes,
what statement? And the Holy Spirit will tell you what to say. And when you say it, because it's God-inspired, God-breathed, it is the rhema, those angels land on that word, and they're
yes.
gone
Amen.
To do it.
To do it.
And the more that we decree change, the more the momentum will accelerate. Because when a train starts out, it starts out slow. And it builds up speed and momentum, and then pretty soon it hits its top speed. The train has only just begun to go. That the glory is moving in the earth. And that train is moving in our city. It's a picture. But it can gain momentum when you put more logs in the fire in that boiler.
That's right.
The more that you throw in there, the faster that train can build up speed. And it needs those scrolls. Because the logs are the decrees. They are the scrolls. They are those governmental edicts.
Yes.
And when we throw them into that fire, those angels can do them, and the train will gather momentum and fulfill its purpose.
Yes.
So those documents need us. Because the document, the paper, if you don't enforce that law will just sit there on the books, won't it?
Yes.
But when someone picks up that law and begins to agree with it and begins to enforce it, it can transform a generation. So there are governmental laws and decrees and activities and things that God wants to infuse into our generation to change this generation that is heading over the cliff of immorality and of sin. And God has you, the hidden men, now to stand up, grab those papers, and begin to decree change, because change is here. Change is now. Because a decision has been made from the Ancient of Days that it's time for all of you to possess the kingdom. And the kingdom is the promised land in our generation.
That's right.
It's time to possess it. You're not just crossing over. It's time to kick out the ites.
That's right. Kick out the ites.
It's time to drive out the ites, destroy their works. Destroy. Jesus said, I've come to destroy the works of the devil. And it's time that you look at those ites not as your friends.
Yes, Lord.
They're your mortal enemy.
Yes, Lord.
Because they're against you from the beginning. Their one purpose is to destroy the seed of man. But you have God holding your hand, and they are God's enemies. And God says, go for it, because
yes.
I'm going before you.
That's right. Hallelujah.
So look at your land.
Yes.
Find out the ites and kick them out.
That's right.
Drive them out. Destroy their works.
Yes,
and take
Lord.
Back what is rightfully yours.
Yes,
as we are taking back our cities, we are taking back this nation, we are taking back the harvest of the earth.
That's right. Glory to God.
So just receive. Receive now.
Yes, Lord.
These angels are moving in here.
Yes.
They're moving in here. Receive the winds of heaven.
Lord.
Receive the winds of heaven. Receive. Receive. See, God, you're not going to be in your head anymore. No, you're going to be in your spirit. See, Bob said the angels were sent from heaven here.
Yes, Lord.
To do God's purposes for this city and region.
Yes, Lord.
So receive them. Receive these winds. These angelic winds as they blow upon you. See, it's a beautiful manifestation of those winds. You can discern them moving in here. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Receive the liberty.
Larry, can you just come up and play just soft on your guitar a little? Can you just play something? Just do something to make it play. You didn't put it away, did you?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Angels are hanging in here.
Thank you, Lord.
See, when you possess the kingdom, that means you take it over.
Thank you.
It's time to take over.
Thank you.
It's time not to sit down and let the devil kick your butt anymore, or kick your family's butt, or kick your nation. It's time to say, no, wait a minute.
Yes, Lord.
We draw the line because, number one, Papa said so.
Yes.
And number two, because he just gave us the paper. So, excuse me, your squatters, get out.
That's right. Hallelujah.
See, it's about legalities.
Yes.
And we have judicial right as sons and daughters of God that has put us in this nation to say, hey, wait a minute. We decide, according to heaven's legislation, what's going to happen because he gave this nation to us. We, the people. Isn't that what our Constitution says? We, the people, have decided. And so it's time to fight for your city. Many of you from different cities. Time to fight for your region. It's time to say, wait a minute. God said, it is written on the covenant with God. Therefore, we enforce the judicial scroll of our covenant. And you shove that paper right into the ground in the spirit. And you shove that scroll and that covenant, and you shove it back in, and you drive out all the demonic powers. God is moving right now because he wants you to know now is the time. You're not waiting anymore. You've had the fight because this is your right, and this is the year. And you're going to see everything turn upside down. Over the next 3 years, it's going to turn inside out, upside down. But you're not going to turn upside down, inside out. You're going to be the pillar. You're going to be the one speaking to the works of the devil, calling them to come down, casting out those things and driving out. See, it's done through the word of the Lord. And Jesus is going to come visiting you, and he's going to begin to say, these are some things I want you to address. These are things I want you to clean up. These are things I want you to shore up, drive out, quit entirely, and this is what I want you to do now. He's coming to take over, but he can only take over when you start taking over.
Yes, Lord.
When you start taking control of the chaos.
Yes, Lord.
Taking control of the disorder and beginning to decide, no more lack. That's it. Because you have your papers. And you can begin to decree judicially what shall be, because the Father has made a judgment in the courts for you. And when we realize how big that's huge. And when he makes that judgment and he sends those messengers to say, here's your papers, then that means heaven is backing up what he just said. And he gave us the sign tonight about talking about it, and then I didn't even know it was 8:16 on the clock. God wants you to believe it's true for you. If you don't believe it's true for you, you're going to stay in the same old stuff. But how many of you want to stay in the same old stuff?
No way.
No. God is on the move. And the angels are moving. Close your eyes and hold out your hands. The angels want to shake your hands. They want you to understand they're with you. And they're going to touch you. They're going to take your hands. Some are going to touch your shoulders. They want you to know they're with you. They're for you. And they're assigned to you. Because you are the stewards of this land. You are the ones that will understand. You are the ones who will know God's plan. Because this nation doesn't know what to do. They're scrambling to patch this and fix that. But that church will know. You, the church, will know what to do because the Father will speak to you and through you. And the angels that are here as the smiths, the horns of the Lord are here to tear down the horns of the enemy. Even the horns that have been fighting you and fighting your ministry and fighting your work and fighting your family and fighting your business and fighting things. The angels of God are here to fight with you, the kings, because you're now the kings. And we are in a governmental shift of new leadership being replaced this year and next year. Governmental changing of seats. And God has said that you are the saints now. You're given the keys. You're given the documents. You're given it all because you're the one to sit in the seats now. And what happens in the future is up to us. We will determine the direction this generation goes by how well we steward God's law. How many thoughts are angels? See, God wants you to understand they're right beside you. And there's more coming because there's a war coming. Because we're in the war. Because when they took possession of Canaan, when they drove out those ice, they did it in war. And you are made vessels of war because he has tempered you like a sword and you are ready for battle. But the battle is in the spirit. The battle is through. It is written. When you decree, that sword instantly passes right through the enemy and takes him out. So don't just have hope. Start looking up and believe. Hope is your anchor, but faith, belief is your weapon. And begin to use the tools that God has given you. Because you're the new rulers. And begin to wake up every morning and begin to decree change. Begin to decree change in your home. Change in your finances. Change in your ministry and your work. Change. You have authority over the atmosphere of wherever you're assigned. This is the year you're going to turn things around because God's going to turn them through you as you obey Him. You are the new leaders. Heaven is here. The cloud of witnesses are all in here. They're all standing. This place is full of the cloud. If you look in the atmosphere, it's foggy in here.
Yes.
Because the witnesses have come to witness what's going to happen in this city. It has been declared for generations, decades, that Rochester is going to birth again.
Yes.
It has been declared, and they are here. Not just to pray for you. Not just to watch, but what? They get their reward too because they've labored over all of you.
That's right.
You're not alone.
That's right.
And you're listening on podcast, you are not alone. You were called from the beginning for this purpose in the earth. That's why you've had such a hard birth and a hard life because he had to temper you and make you strong for the decades ahead. He had to make you strong pillars and strong leaders. He doesn't want wimps in office. He wants strong leaders in office. Leaders that can lead in Europe. And so he wants you to look on each day with expectation, but also making a demand on the anointing because that is your mantle. And you draw from the Holy Spirit every day. And you obey the things he was going to say and watch what he will do in the way. Watch what he will do on behalf of you. Because it's time for change. Now is the time of prophetic fulfillment. Now is the time.
Yes, Lord.
Because the Father has opened the books.
Yes, Lord.
Keep receiving.
Glory.
The Lord's moving.
Yes, he is.
It's a beautiful, beautiful way he's moving. Lord.
Yes.
Don't be in a hurry. It's not late. Receive. There's a beautiful presence of Jesus here.
Yes.
It's time to look at your papers, to look at your book. Ask Jesus, open my eyes to see what's written on my papers, to see what's written in my book. Lord, give me a look. I've been crying out for that, and the Lord's been visiting. So you have to ask and knock and see. Lord, show me. Pull the curtain back. Let me see some of the things that we need to be doing and understand so we can do them. You need to start asking, Lord, show me what's written on my scroll. Help me to know what is coming. If you don't ask, he's not going to show you. He wants us to ask. Daniel was crying out, and then God heard and sent Gabriel. It took 21 days, but he got an answer. Zechariah, Isaiah, Amos, all of the prophets, they cried out, Lord, what is going on? What for our day? Help us. We're a mess. And God spoke to the prophets and said, yes, this is a mess, and that's a mess, and you've done this, but I have a plan, and if you obey me, I'll change you. And God was faithful, didn't he? All through history. And now we're at the pinnacle of our generation that's at the precipice of change. But who, the leader that is in the seat will determine which way it goes. And guess who's going to be in the seat? Righteousness. We are.
That's right.
Because the nation's journey depends on the saints, not the president.
That's right. Hallelujah.
If God can use Alexander, Nebuchadnezzar, Cyrus, and pagan kings to get his will done, don't you think he can use the kings of the earth today?
Yes.
To still get what he wants done?
Yes.
It's done through the prayers of the saints. Lord, move in the governments. Lord, have your way in the governments. Lord, set up your governments. We decree the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our God. Begin to decree change. And it starts with you. The change starts with you. Lord, I decree change in my life. I draw the line, enough is enough, that is it, no more. And you begin to decree, governmentally, I decree change. No more will I be robbed, stolen from, pillared, plundered, will I be the tail, no more. And he will show you what to say. And he will show you how to realign everything so that the angels can enforce it.
Yes.
The Lord told me one day, he says, Sue, don't complain. It's time to reign. Don't complain. It's time to reign. If you don't like it, change it. And it really gave me a new perspective on the troubles.
Yes.
And sometimes I have to slap myself in the head again when I complain. And he says, don't complain, reign. Speak to those things so that the angels can bring them into being. So I want to encourage you, it's time to take a stand. It's time to put your hand, your foot on your land and say, no more. This land is God's land.
That's right. Hallelujah.
By command, because he has a covenant. And I don't care if only five are following that covenant, five is enough.
Yes, Lord.
Five is enough when we walk in covenant. Lord, save this nation. Whatever it takes, we decree change, and we decree a reality of God in this nation again. And begin to just decree what God tells you. See, as you contend for these things, everything in your life will line up. Will begin to come into order because you're agreeing with God's order. And the more that we agree with God's order and come into order, everything will line up. And it doesn't have to take long. All it takes is a breakthrough. If God can save Argentina in, what, 60 days?
90.
90 days, yeah.
If God can save other nations faster than that, don't you think he could sweep through our nation and turn it around and that too?
Yes.
It doesn't have to take decades to save us. He just needs an entrance point. And you are the entrance point. It's called documents from the courts. So now is the time. Spend time in this time with the Father, with the Son, and with Jesus. Spend time, just sit there silent and say, Lord, speak to me. Lord, pull back the curtain that I can see. Lord, unlock my book so I can take a look.
Yes,
Lord, give me understanding so I can work with you.
Yes,
and as you just sit there, you just start downloading and coming more and more. And that's why we're getting these things, because it's your time. The purpose you were born for is now. And you have a future and a hope. Because God has a long-term plan. You have decades to go. And this nation is going to change. She's going to go through a construction process and then a rebuilding. And we're going to be different. Because we're going to go all the way with God. Because it's your time. So let God out. And let him do what he wants to do through you. Because the angels are ready to hearken to you. They're ready. And the cloud of witnesses are so ready. They've been waiting for generations.
Yes.
For us to get a revelation.
Yes.
Because they get to inherit with us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Aren't you glad you came tonight? This word is just for you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just rest in you. We just still our heart and mind. Because we just want to linger a couple minutes. It's worth waiting a couple of minutes because you can run out the door and just miss 1 minute too soon a visitation that you've been waiting for. Because we've seen it over the years. You leave because you got things you think you need to do, and as soon as you go out the door, bam, the Spirit falls. This is too important to run. We want to make sure we get everything before we go. If you feel a peace and a release, then fine, you can go. But it's important to get everything you need, everything, to draw from him before you go. Just thank you, Lord, for your ministering angels ministering in this place. Thank you for your angels blowing on our heads and giving us understanding and dropping us down into our spirit and activating the spirit realm, Romans chapter 8.
Yes.
The things of the spirit are spiritually discerned and understood.
Yes.
Lord, activate our spirit.
Yes.
That we can live the life of the spirit. That we can be those kings and priests in this generation. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We want to be full of and controlled by you. We give you permission, Holy Spirit, to take control of us and to speak and decree to us the things you want done every day, each day, along the way. And we thank you for the provision you'll bring for our purpose so we can fulfill it. We acknowledge that you are in control of everything. And we completely, completely, completely trust you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you. So I encourage you throughout this week to look up. When you look around and things get hard, look up. You get a whole different perspective.
Yes.
When the battle, when the enemy's fighting you as you're decreeing him out, take him one more time and look up. Say, thank you, Baba. I have the rod, because this kingdom is my possession. And use your rod. But look up. When things get hard, when you start looking around and things want to vie for your attention, put your eyes higher.
That's right. How would you do
that? And decree the heavenly things into the earth.
That's right.
Because that's what's going to change the earth. So I just want to speak a release over you. Do you have anything else, Paul?
Just one little thing. I keep seeing artifacts in Israel being, you know, revealed, which
of
they
course.
Are. I've seen it, you know, and it just felt like to decree discovery in Rochester
of
that which God has placed within, and it's real, and we have to find it. And when it's discovered, there will be this manifestation and a belief that how
see,
real this is.
What you see happening in the natural is what God is doing in the spirit. That's why he said get all the roots out, the old roots. Because there are inheritances in our foundation.
Yes.
Our past, our present, and our future. And God is going to unearth a lot of things globally to build our faith.
Yes.
To reveal that he's true, he's real, and he's been around a long time. And he's been guiding men a long time. And God has artifacts, and I think I prophesied this before, in Rochester, from our past that's going to astound our city.
Yes.
So we agree. Go ahead and decree.
I decree, Jesus, that we are discoverers, and you are sending forth explorations into places maybe even least expected. And so we just thank you for the release of those people, just a stirring to go and get the true identity for
yes.
this city. We
yes.
ask for it now in Jesus' name.
Yes.
That this identity would come forth and the people would be in awe of your plans and your purposes for this city. Thank you, Jesus.
Another time when Bob came here, he saw a vision and he was an archaeologist. And he was uncovering the artifact, the old temple of God. And God was rediscovering the foundation, the ancient foundations, was being unearthed by Bob in the vision.
Yeah.
And that was actually revealed the second time that he was here. So what you're saying is just confirmation. I believe the Lord is saying that's coming to pass.
The process of discovery. The process of discovery, Mark.
What was 8:16? What was the relevance of that? I have a picture.
Daniel 8:16.
Daniel 8:16?
Yes.
Okay. Did you know, I believe that Charles Finney went home to glory on August 16th.
Really?
Really?
Let me look that up. Let's see.
Woohoo! Oh.
That
would be the cherry on the whipped cream.
Hold on, Laura. I'll look that up.
Really?
Yeah, really.
No wonder it's a psycho.
He's looking up right now.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to pass out if that's true. Say governmental.
Yes.
Is that true? Wow. See, you're just walking by faith, just doing the things, and God confirms
yes.
as you go.
Can't plan these things as Gary says.
Yes.
He died August 16th. Woohoo!
Yes.
There's your sign, everybody.
There you go. August 16th, 1875.
Yeah.
So there's the cycle.
Look at that. That is stunning.
So the angel coming.
Glory, Lord.
So the angel that came and poured the oil on us and
yes.
gave us that prophecy because
that
it,
is amazing.
It ended on an August 16th.
You know,
it began again with the new leaders on August
16th.
You can't do that.
Glory.
See, you had to be here, Mark.
Yes.
Wow.
That's
glory.
Just a sign. We don't know what we're doing.
Let's
following the ancient plan.
I had to shout.
140 years to the day.
Oh,
well, that's interesting. 140 years.
Opening his books. And what ended with him begins now with us, because we are the Finneys now. We're the Finney roots.
Hallelujah.
It's time for you to begin.
Glory.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, 140 years to the 140 year cycle.
Yeah.
Well, there you go, everybody.
There's the confirming sign.
didn't I say linger?
70.
Didn't I say linger for one more minute? Let's get the last.
You did, that's true.
There
you
go. The Holy Spirit. Ancient artifacts. See, we're undigging truth.
Well, this is interesting. It says here, it says, Finney, it says, he was the leader in the second great awakening in the United States. He has been called the father of modern revivalism.
We're now the leaders of the greatest awakening.
Whoa, that is amazing.
We decree the greatest awakening that will remain until the coming of the
Lord.
A global reawakening has begun. In Jesus' name.
We
That's it.
Timing.
That's it.
See, in that treasure chest was that one stone, and in that stone was the clock. And the Lord said, provisions, not the treasure. The treasure is the clock, the timing. Know the timing.
But the stones are blue, and that's Revelation.
Yeah, that's right.
And this morning, I woke up around 10, but I was sleeping. All of a sudden, this panoramic vision opened up, and I'm dead asleep. And all I saw was a crystal clear blue sky, but it was raining, and the whole sky was filled with rain, but it was raining horizontally like this.
Yeah, that's what she saw. She
like
told
at an angle. And it was just pouring. And I was so shocked because I was dead asleep when it opened up that I tried to grab it and I lost it and I tried to get it back but I couldn't. But it's a sign. But why? Because it's been released.
Yeah, it's been released.
That former and latter rain, the fullness of the outpouring is pouring now because it was released governmentally, but he needed us to understand it was. And you had your signs tonight. By the clock saying 8:16 and we're talking about didn't know. And then he died on E16. We have our signs, it's true. It's been passed from the courts to you, asshole.
This is I don't know, but this is probably, there's not many chapters in the Bible that have 140 verses. Psalm 119.
One,
I think it's the only one. Isn't that interesting? I think it's 140. Thy word is very pure,
yes.
Therefore thy servant loveth it.
That's right.
Wow. Psalm 140 has been 140 years since he went home.
That's right.
It's a cycle. See, everything's cycling.
Everything's
down.
A cycle with God.
There's been life from death. From his death today, something being
birthed. But you
yes,
see, but
because
see,
we're the new ones to steward the most.
But see, but you think about it again. See, again, see, after this, we'll. Meeting, but see, the very end of this meeting, God gives that sign.
Yes, huge.
And then the next thing is the gathering, see?
With
Bonnie, her husband Bob gave all those prophecies about the anointing of Finney, see, being restored here. So there's that.
And see, Gary had the rod.
He saw Finney last year, remember?
Yes.
And Gary
appeared to him, he called
the
witnesses.
Gary,
you said the witnesses were here tonight.
Gary received the shepherd rod from Bob,
yep.
And
yep.
Then
yep.
Gary took our shepherd rod
yes.
And gave it to us last year
yes.
And anointed it with Bob's rod. See, God is saying, you're the new shepherds.
That's right.
Yep.
And today it begins, so start decreeing change.
Yeah.
Because the government of God has begun to move.
Lord.
Gary's
going to go wild over this.
I'm telling
you.
There's our sign.
He's going to.
Well, this is all. This stuff has got to be written down. So this, you've got the audio proof of the whole thing, and you're all witnesses with the witnesses. So just do what Jesus tells you to do, and we'll see what God does. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. So we're done. Praise God.
That's awesome.
Whoa. Man, that is.
That's a cherry on the whipped cream.